China, the whole enchilada. The title song from the show of the same name, book, music, and lyrics by Mark Brown, as performed by the entire cast, well, almost the entire cast of Theater Lab Houston's production of it, Jimmy Phillips, Josh Wright, and Craig Daly. Now, the thing we find out about this show is that in order to kind of skewer all of our stereotypes and cliches about China, we have to trot them all out. And we heard a few of them elucidated in that song. Mark Brown doesn't make it easy on you guys to have to memorize a whole list of things like that.
Not at all.
Now, Jimmy Phillips, your character, Philip, we almost get the impression that he's maybe even a slightly unwilling participant in these festivities because he's the one who's worried about the 21st century version of the Yellow Peril.
Right. He's definitely convinced that China's trying to take over the world.
Economically this time.
Economically, yeah, mostly I guess they do wield a big sword in that arena. So
he worries about this through the whole show.
Well, I think that's the cleverness of the conceit of this show is that there is a lot to be said about, you know, the fact that China has made such great strides and has made such great advancements and certainly has become an economic power to deal with. So
he's continually looking over his shoulder that the next bank, corporation.
Philip is the worry wart, and he's the one that is, you know, the Chicken Little, screaming that the sky is going to fall at any moment.
Nevertheless, he enthusiastically gets in there and
yes.
Helps perform all of these songs. Mm-hmm. Now, the next one we're going to hear actually, in spite of some consistently goofy lyrics, in keeping with all the rest of the songs and also the dialogue in the show, actually brings up a fairly serious situation, and that has to do with the treatment of women in Chinese culture over the centuries. Talk to us a little bit about Lotus Shoes.
Craig plays the character of Brad, and we all played different. We all played different.
We all play women in the show.
We all play women. We play men and women, but Brad actually becomes a little girl in the show in the Tang Dynasty, during the Tang Dynasty. Craig, why don't you talk about Brad?
Lotus Shoes basically deals with the tradition of feet binding.
Feet binding, yes.
And in research for the show, if you see the show, you think these guys probably didn't research a lot. But in research for the show, I actually kind of read the process of everything for feet binding and just kind of how graphic and really horrible it was. And I think it's really clever that Mark added this song that was so – it's still funny, but it touches a very sensitive subject and then, as you know, leads into – more of an explanation of the treatment of women and everything.
Yes.
But it's just like with the rest of the show, it's a very clever way to look at a very sensitive subject.
It's clever, and as we've remarked, there are some pretty silly lyrics, and yet at the same time, you're cringing because it very graphically explores this kind of strange to our eyes and ears tradition in Chinese culture, all contained within the context of the most beautiful ballad in the whole show. If you weren't listening to the words, you'd think you guys were singing a gorgeous love ballad. So let's hear Lotus Shoes from China, the whole enchilada, the musical by Mark Brown, as performed by the three members of Theater Lab Houston's cast of this show, Jimmy Phillips, Josh Wright, and Craig Daly.
Who bind your toes beneath your feet? That's how it's begun. And when your toes begin to grow, they'll snap one by one. We'll break your arch with this large rock, but you'll feel no pain.
She's lying, dear. It hurts so much. You may go
insane, but we'll bind you and bind you. It's what women do. Please understand, to get a man, you must wear Lotus shoes.
Okay, that hurts. That really hurts. I think I might hurl. Dear flower drum, I don't enjoy being a girl, 'cause I'm only four. I'll run no more. There's so much to lose. I don't understand how this began.
Looking at the bright side, dear. Your foot will be 3 inches long. That's about yay big.
You're kidding me. Mom, have you been swilling the swig?
Your flesh will rot. Your feet will reek. You'll fall down a lot. Your hips will crack. And then you won't be able to squat.
Oh, the masochist who thought of this did not think it through. I don't understand how this began. I don't like Lotus shoes.
I see daylight, Janice.
My dear, dry your tears. It's not ours to choose. Please understand.